Yeah, it's 2006 and we don't give a shit. It's 2006 and we don't give a shit. The Roe v. Wade is crumbling. We can't trust the government. Yeah, piece of legislation's all that stands between our freedom and your commandments. Yeah, it's 2006 and we don't give a shit that we have few alternatives. Imagine a time before Roe v. Wade, when they pick up scared women on the corner and they blindfold them and put them in a car, drive around in circles till they didn't know where they were. And they didn't know where they were, and they take them to some room where some sleazy man would say, "Hey, I'm a doctor," and he'd put his hands on her and say, "Honey, if you don't have all the money, it's okay. Yeah, you can suck my dick. I'll let you suck my dick." And there's a history unknown in 1969. The women of Chicago rose and said, "We're not gonna take this." And they didn't take it to the courts. They didn't pick it in the street. Yeah, they knew direct action was the only way. Choice is free. And they set up a clinic, an abortion clinic, and no one was turned away just because she couldn't pay. And they performed over 11,000 abortions with kindness and compassion. They were just housewives and mothers. Yeah, they were just students. And there were no hospitals, and there were no doctors, and there were no nurses, and there were no men, and nobody died. Nobody died. Nobody died. Yeah, how's that for demystified? And there's a history unknown in 1969. The women of Chicago rose and said, "We're not gonna take this." Now it's 2006 and we don't give a shit. It's 2006 and we don't give a shit. The Roe v. Wade is crumbling. We can't trust the government. Yeah, piece of legislation's all that stands between our freedom and your commandments. And with or without the legal right, yeah, we're not really free. No, we're not really free. Cause a capitalist medical industry will never take care of you or me, and the patriarchic medical industry will never take care of you or me, never take care of you or me. And the abortion industry is just legalized brutality and a power taken, knowledge withheld, a medical mystery upheld by science and little white men in little white coats. Yes, science and little white men in little white coats. So we can't leave this to the doctors, we can't leave this to the lawyers, we can't leave this to the Christians, we can't leave this to the president. If we don't decide the circumstances of our own lives, then choice is just choosing to let someone else decide. And there's a history unknown in 1969. The women of Chicago rose and said, "We're not gonna take this."